Rocky View County, RVC, Council has its first mayor and deputy mayor, after the incoming council appointed the two positions at its organizational meeting on October 26. In a vote among council, members selected newcomer Don Cockin to the mayor's seat, while returning councillor Crystal Kissel will claim the deputy mayor's position. Cockin is the new Division 2 representative on council, after overcoming incumbent Kim McKyler in the October 18 municipal election. While he is new to the group, Cockin said he feels good about the opportunity to be the mayor, a role that will include chairing meetings, acting as council's official spokesperson, and being the county's chief representative on certain boards and commissions, including the Calgary Metropolitan Region Board. I am appreciating the confidence the other councillors have provided, to be able to lead them through the next little bit of the term, he said. I'm looking forward to it. Formerly known as the Reeve and Deputy Reeve, the positions of RVC's chief elected officials were previously held by Daniel Henn and McKyler, who were not re-elected in the October 18 vote. When the previous council approved a bylaw to redraw the county's electoral boundaries and reduce the size of council by two divisional representatives in 2020, they also voted to change the titles of the group's chief elected officials, from Reeve and Deputy Reeve to Mayor and Deputy Mayor. Though one of just two newcomers on council, Cockin said his previous career in municipal governance will serve him well in the mayoral capacity. He worked for the town of Canmore for 15 years, ending his time there by spending 5 years as the municipality's chief administrative officer. I have dealt with councillors a lot through that role, and certainly have dealt a lot with team building, he said. So, from a go-forward point for RVC, we do have a fair amount of work in front of us we need to address. With my experience with the Municipal Government Act, and dealing with council, I think it will fit in nicely as far as me being able to provide that experience to benefit the county. The first priority for RVC's new council, according to Cockin, will be getting a permanent SOW in place, as Kent Robinson has been serving as the county's acting chief administrative officer since previous SOW Al Hagen left earlier this year. We do have a vacancy there, Cockin said. We are hoping to put someone in place sooner or later so we can start being more productive as a county. Other than that, Cockin said he looks forward to reviewing RVC's finances, state of administration, and service levels with his council colleagues in the coming months. He noted the number one thing he heard from residents on the campaign trail is that they did not feel they were being listened to, relative to the issues that arose during the previous term. I think this council is a bit more structured as far as meeting the residents' needs, he said, adding he expects the budget to be a time-consuming process for the new council. But I think we'll get a good feel as far as where we are at and take it from there to see what other items need to be addressed in the short term, he said. Same mayors in Irokana, Bisker in terms of some of the municipalities within Rocky View County's geographical area. The incoming councils in Irokana and Bisker voted for mayoral continuity at their own organizational meetings on October 26. The previous mayors for Irokana and Bisker, Frank Friesen and Warren Wise, will continue in their roles for another year, after being acclaimed to the positions. While Kaun, Kim Schmaltz was also nominated for the mayoral seat in Irokana, Friesen said Schmaltz declined the opportunity, which meant he was acclaimed as mayor. It's a privilege and humbling to be back in council for the town of Irokana, Friesen said. I think we have ourselves a great council and I look forward to working with them in moving Irokana forward. Friesen said the new council will focus on accountability, transparency, and using local tax dollars wisely to ensure Irokana stays affordable. As for Wise, he was also acclaimed to the role of Bisker's mayor. A 9-year council veteran, Wise has served as the village's mayor for the last 3 years. He said there's not much difference between being the mayor versus being a regular councillor, other than the added responsibility of chairing the meetings. That being said, Wise added it will be a privilege to continue as Bisker's chief elected official for another year. I enjoy it, he said. It's challenging, but rewarding as well. With two new council members, Wise said Bisker's elected officials are keen to hit the ground running in the coming term. As of right now, I think it's going to go well, he said. It's going to take a bit of time for the new councillors to get up to speed and know what's going on, but I'm sure they will do that. By and large, our council in Bisker, since I've been on it for the past 9 years or so, has been a productive and good council, in that we don't have a lot of infighting or anything like that. It's a pretty good council to work with. With files from Jordan Stricker, Rocky View Weekly.